Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we're talking to Dr. Alan Kirshner about his book, A Linguistic Approach to Revelation 19, 11 through 20, verse 6, and the Millennium and the Binding of Satan. Alan, I think this, welcome, glad to have you with us. I think this was probably your doctoral dissertation, am I right on that?
Yes, it's just a slightly revised version of it that was published with Brill, yes.
Yeah, okay. And you did your work under Stan Porter, right?
Correct.
Yeah, great. All right, survey for us just briefly in broad overview the various understandings of the binding of Satan in Revelation 20, and then we'll get into your book.
All right, so basically there's two very broad views on the binding of Satan or the millennial debate, if you will. And that is what I would call a temporal historical or a temporal based understanding and a thematic view. So the temporal based would include, for example, the premillennial, amillennial, postmillennial views. So they would say that the millennium itself, however, whatever length it will be, will be realized in history itself. It's a temporal base. There's going to be a realized in the time period. Whereas a thematic view would say, no, there's no it's only a symbol. It's there's not an actual period of time, but it's a symbol, and different thematic millennial scholars will explain it sometimes differently of what that represents. But part of the most common view is that the millennium represents the victory of the saints. And within this broad understanding of the millennium, you have, well, within the temporal period, as I mentioned, the post-mill, all-mill, and premillennial views, you have would be the sequential and non-sequential views. So sequential views would be the post-millennial view and the premillennial view. The amillennial view would be the non-sequential view. And what I mean by that is, it's basically the debate is, really the millennial debate is all about, when does the binding of Satan begin? Did it begin at Christ's first coming, or will it begin during the inter-advent period, or will the millennial begin at Christ's second coming of Christ? The temporal historical or the sequential view would say that the binding of Satan and the victory of the saints are consequent events of the victory of Jesus in Revelation chapter 19. Whereas the non-sequential view would say the binding of Satan is not a consequent effect from the victory of Jesus in Revelation 19. Rather, it's non-sequential in the sense that the binding of Satan and the victory of the saints in Revelation 20, they are recapitulated to the inter-advent period. So they precede the parousia. They don't follow the parousia. So that would be a way to categorize the main views is the sequential versus the non-sequential.